Hiranamashi 251. Truthfulness is the foundation of all human virtues. It was a windy fall day in Okinawa, and the five little children had just come in from playing foursquare with their ball in the empty lot next door. Riaz and Ozma ran to get something cold to drink out of the refrigerator. Shala and Mona went into their room, and Anissa excitedly told Mother all about how the big kids let her play. All of a sudden, there was a scream from the girls' room. "Mommy!" yelled Shala. Huh? Then, very loud crying was heard from that very little girl. With tears streaming down her face, Shala came out with her favorite doll, the one Ozma had let her buy for herself instead of her getting his birthday present. She was carrying the head in one hand and the rest of the body in the other. The children and mother all gathered round Shala and the sad little doll.
"Who pulled off Annalise's head?" sobbed Shala. "Riaz, it was you, wasn't it?" yelled Shala.
"Me? I wouldn't touch your stupid doll. You think I go around playing with dolls when no one is around?" laughed Riaz.
Shala looked around at everyone. Then she stopped and stared at little Anissa. With that, all eyes turned to Anissa. "Anissa, did you break Shala's doll?" asked Mother gently.
"No,"
said Anissa, sitting down.
"I bet it was her, Mom. She always wants to play with it, and Shala never lets her," pointed out Mona.
"Come on, fess up, Anissa. I do some bad things sometimes, but I always tell the truth about them," said Riaz, grabbing Anissa's arm.
"No," cried Anissa, pulling away from Riaz as the tears ran down her face.
Mona got down on her knees in front of Anissa and said, "It was probably an accident, right, Nisi?"
"Yeah, you gotta tell the truth," joined in Ozma gently. "Mom always tells us it's better to be punished for something in this world and learn something from it than to wait and be punished in the next world when it's too late to fix it." "Truthfulness is the foundation of all human virtues," recited Riaz virtuously. Anissa sat down on the floor with her hands over her face, crying more than Shala was. Mother gathered Anissa up in her lap and gently took the poor doll from Shala. Twisting and pushing, she finally got the head back on the doll. Straightening the doll's dress, she lovingly handed it back to Shala and said, "Do you guys want to hear a story about how important truthfulness is and why it is the foundation of all human virtues?" Shala, rocking her dear doll and glaring at Anissa, sat down next to Mother. The other children joined the circle, and Mother started. "Once upon a time, there was a very naughty little boy. He would pull the cat's tail, tease the neighbor's dog, and he would play with his brother's toys without asking, and sometimes break them. He would eat the dessert his mother had made for their guests and tell his mother he didn't know who did it. He would even sometimes take his friend's homework and put his name on it and say it was his. Now, this little boy was not really a bad child. He had a good heart, and he really wanted to be good, but it was so hard for him. He would do something naughty without thinking about it, and then he was sorry, but instead of saying sorry, he would lie and say he didn't do it. He did this so no one would be mad at him, because really he wanted everyone to like him. One day, his grandmother came to visit. Everyone said she was the wisest person they knew, and also she liked little kids a lot. So the naughty little boy decided to ask her for help. When no one was around and she was sitting rocking in her rocking chair, he quietly went up and crawled into her lap. He told her all about how he wanted to be a good boy instead of a naughty boy, and asked her if she could help him. She asked him what kind of naughty things he did. He put his head down ashamed and mumbled some of the bad things he'd done just that day. He told her that the frog in her shoe this morning was really put there by him and hadn't jumped in by itself like he'd told everyone. Grandmother smiled and said, "Don't worry about all those naughty things you do. From now on, just be quite sure to always tell the truth. Just that. Don't even think about being good in any other way." The little boy was so happy. "I can be as naughty as I want and have all the fun I want. Just tell the truth. I can do that." So the next morning, the little boy set off to play with a happy heart, because he could do anything he wanted as long as he always told the truth. First thing he saw when he went outside was a cute green lizard. "Ha ha! How my sister will scream when she finds this in her bag," thought the little boy. "Uh-oh, wait a minute. I will have to tell the truth. If Mom asks me how the lizard got in there, I'll have to say I did it. And then she'll be really mad at me." He walked on, leaving the little lizard. He saw his brother's skateboard. "Oh, I think I'll take a little ride," he thought. But then he remembered that if his brother asked him, he would have to admit that he used it without asking. So he didn't do that either. He was getting pretty bored. And then he saw the neighbor's dog tied up in the yard. "Oh boy, let's have some fun with that silly dog," and he got a stick to tease it with. Oops, if the dog starts barking, the neighbor will come out and ask why. I'll have to tell the truth. So he just walked on. The whole day was like that. He didn't do one naughty thing, because each time he remembered that he had to tell the truth. That night when he went home, his mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother all showered him with praise at how good he'd been that day. He got so much love and attention that he decided from then on he would always tell the truth so that he would never do naughty things again. When the story was finished, everyone looked at Anissa. Anissa dried her tears and said in a very small voice, "I'm sorry, Sholly. I was just trying to change her dress, and the dress wouldn't come off, but the head did. I didn't mean to hurt her. Is she okay now?" Sholly still glared at her, then looked at her precious doll again and said, "Okay, Anissa, but don't ever touch her again without asking." "I promise I won't ever do it again," said Anissa solemnly. Mother smiled and gave both girls a hug and said, "How about making some virtue houses to understand more clearly how important truthfulness is?" With that, she went into the other room and came back with a deck of cards. But instead of numbers on them, there were virtues on each one, such as love, respect, forgiveness, helpfulness, obedience, kindness, generosity, unity, reverence, humility, and others. She gave four cards to each child and said, "Okay, make your virtue house." The children tried to stand up the four walls of their houses, but the cards kept falling down. Finally, Mother said, "Oh, I forgot to give you the foundation." She handed each one of them some clay as she explained, "This is truthfulness, the foundation of all the virtues." Riaz, taking the clay, said loudly, "Yeah, Mom, I'm sure you forgot to give us the clay." The children flattened out their clay and
stuck the four cards into the clay to make their virtue house. Even little Anissa had no trouble getting her virtue walls to stand up. Then Mother gave each one of them a piece of colored construction paper, folded in half, and had them write Courtesies, the Prince of Virtues, on it for their roof. Mother explained, "See, the house wouldn't stand up without the foundation. We need truthfulness. It is the most important virtue. Without it, we can't keep any of the other virtues we've already learned." Asma suggested, "Let's write the word truthfulness on the clay inside each house so we can show everyone how important it is." The children put the five beautiful virtue houses in the front room to show Daddy when he came home from work that night. And when it was time for the little girls to go to bed, Shala let Anissa hold her doll, and both girls fell asleep with smiles on their faces. Without truthfulness, progress and success in all the worlds of God are impossible for any soul.